So in Parshas Vayechi, it's the sugya of the Shvatim. Shiftei Yisrael. I try to understand. The pasuk says, "Kol Eile Shiftei Yaakov Shneim Asar." All of these are the Shvatim of Yaakov. They are 12. The Mefarshim ask, any Tinok Shal Beis Rabban can count that there are 12 Shvatim. Okay, this is the idea of the Yud Beis Shiftei Ka. Try to understand this Mispar Yud Beis and why they're called Shiftei Ka. They could be called Shiftei Havaya, Shiftei Elokim. Why Dafka called Shiftei Ka? Secondly, the Rambam, speaking about Shvatim, he quotes, it seems to be a Medrash, in Perkei Aleph of Hilchos Malachim. The Pasuk says, by Bilam, Erenu v'lai ata ashirenu v'lo karov dorach koichav mi'yakov v'kam shevet mi'yisrael. The Rambam says, v'kam shevet mi'yisrael is a reference to Mashiach. Mashiach is called Kam Shevet Mi'Yisrael. So we see there's an Indian here with Shvatim. Mashiach is called Kam Shevet Mi'Yisrael. How so? Why is that the case? In addition, there's a Medrash Pliya, Vayiga B'Kaf Yirechoy, that when Yaakov suffered a blow at the hands of the Sarah Shal Esav, Parshas Vayishlach, so the Medrash learns, Zeh Nadav Avihu. What do Nadav and Avihu have to do with the Pagam and the Gid Hanosh? Once we're speaking about Nadav and Avihu, Chazal tell us, Moshe tells Aharon after the Petir of Nadav and Avihu, when I heard from Hashem, Bekravaya Kadesh, that there would be a Kiddush and a Chinuch of the Mishkan, some great people would be nostalgic, I thought it would be either me or you. But now that I see it was Nadav and Avihu, Ashracha, V'ashreichem, that they seem to be even greater than us. So, of course, Moshe was very humble. He was an Anami Kaladam. And we could say that he was saying that in order to comfort Aaron HaKohen. There must be some truth to that, otherwise Aaron wouldn't buy it. What does it mean? That Nadav and Avihu, I see that they're even greater than us. And Aaron accepted that. And it was a nechama for him. Furthermore, the next yontiv, quasi-yontiv on the horizon for us is Chamisha Asar Bishvat. And as time goes on, it's treated more and more as a yontiv. And it's a pella because the way that it's brought down in the Mishnah is that it's a Yom Adin. Machlokas Bishame Bishilo. Is it the first of Shvat or it's Chamisha Asar Bishvat? But the fact that it's somewhat of a regel needs a hesber. What's the simcha of Chamisha Asar Bishvat? And when it comes to Neres Chanukah, which is the yontif we're coming off of, so the Arizal has a kavana by Neres Chanukah where he says, to be machaven by the psila, I believe, the side of what's called bas ka. Not basya, but two separate words. And of course, it's based on Seamus. Bas and then ka. Let's try to understand in Pnimius what's this inyan of this kavana and other things related to Chanukah as well. We have an interesting gemara. Chazal tell us at the end of Brachos that Leah was a balas ruach hakodesh, and she understood there were going to be 12 shvatim. And once she had 6 sons, and Zilpah and Bilhah were going to take 2, and now Leah was pregnant with her 7th son, she said it wouldn't be right if Rachel didn't have the same amount as the shvachos. So Elisha was pregnant with Yosef, she switched it with Dinah, and now with that Rachel had Yosef and would have Binyamin, so now she's equal at least to the shvachos. Seems like a beautiful act in Mesiras Nefesh. And it is. It is. However, in Pnimius, we have to try to understand this a little bit. Chazal said that she davened. She was able to change things around. And we see that Leah has a gevalda koyach of tefillah. We find elsewhere in the Medrash that Leah was destined to marry Esav. V'haisa boicha v'aymeres shehi ratzan shelo epol b'garela shel rasha bat l'hagzera v'lo eit ela shekad malacha Esav. Not only was she able to be mevatel that gzeira that Leah should marry Esav, but she married Yaakov and even preceded marrying Yaakov before her sister Rachel. We see the kayach of Leah betfila. Not only that, the Zohar says that Yaakov, of course, is buried in Maris Machpelah, but he had two wives. So there's only one spot next to him. So who's going to get the plot? So the Zayin says that because Leah davened that she should be with Yaakov, she was zeichet for that spot. So we see at least two instances that Leah and Tefillah, she was gevaltig in the Indian of Tefillah. And she davened that the children should switch, that she should take Dina and give Yosef to Rachel, that Tefillah was this guy. However, there's a Mokun Ian in this thing. Because we find in also the Gemara in Brachos, and Daf Yod, the Gemara tells us a story about Yeshayahu, who was the Navi, and Chizkiyahu, who was the Melech. And Yeshayahu comes with a message for Chizkiyahu, and he tells him, because you're not Osek and Puravu, you're going to die. Chizkiyahu says, why? I see Baruch HaKodesh, and I'm going to have Menashe. I don't want to bring a Russian to the world. So what does Yeshayahu say to Chizkiyahu? Bahadi kavsha derachman olam alach. Why are you getting involved? Why are you mixing in Hashem's inyanim? You do what you're supposed to do, and Hashem will do what He's supposed to do. Your duty is to have a child. Chizkiyahu heard that. He wanted to do tshuva. What can I do, Yeshayahu? So he says, you do tshuva, and we'll marry. I'll give you my child, marry your child, and then maybe the gzeira will be averted. That was their solution. But there's an inyan, Bahadi kavsha derachman olam alach. Why are you mixing in Hashem's geshaft? The same thing can possibly be said about Leah as well. Leah is having a son. And now she says she wants it to be a girl. Bahadi kavsha derachman olam alach. Meaning, either Hashem is determining this, or Yaakov is determining this. Meaning Yaakov was able to determine whether he's going to have a boy or a girl. So if Yaakov wants, like you find in the sugya there, that if Isha kisses Ziyavi Yalda Zachar, it depends who's Mazuya first. If she's Mazuya first, then it's a boy. If he's Mazuya first, then it's a girl. So Yaakov is a Chacham. He knows what to have and how to have. So, Bahadi Kafshad Rahman Allah Malach. You're getting involved in secrets of creation, Leah. And of course, it's not considered to be a chet. It can't be considered a chet. Because the whole pa'ula of Leah was in order to be Mizakir's sister. It was a taiva, it was a chesed she was doing. So a chet it's not. But it doesn't mean that there's not going to be consequences. And look what happens to Dina. This brings us to the secret of Shift Teka. We find in the Sefer Kanfei Yonah, he writes, Midina re'uya ha'isa li'oy zachar. Be'emes, Dina should have been a zachar. But Leah caused Dina to be in the keva, and had Dina been a boy, hayu shiftei ka, there would have been ka 15 shvat. How do you make a cheshvin of 15? 12 only makes it would be 13. But he says there would be what's called shiftei ka, the secret of shiftei ka. This is based on the Medrash. The Medrash says, Amar Rabbi Meir, v'chi yud beis hein. Are there really 12 shvatim? Halo yadalit hain. Ephraim and Menashe, ki Reuven Shimon Yuli. It says in the Parsha that Ephraim and Menashe are like Reuven and Shimon. So really, if you take Leah, if you take Yosef and Levi, and you don't take out Yosef because he's the Melech, and take out Levi because he's the Kohen, you put them into the mix because they're children of Yaakov. So with Ephraim and Menashe, you have 14. Says the Kanfei Yonah, had Dina been a boy, it would have been Mekayim the Inyan of Shiftei Ka. 15 shvat. That's what the Kanfei Yonah says. But because Leah did what she did, and Dina is now a girl and not a boy, so maybe there's only 14 and there's not 15. Another way to say it is that there's only 11 and there's not 12. I'm sorry, there's only 12 and there's not 13. There's 12 and there's not 13. It could be. Now let's get back to our question somewhat, once we've set up the Yisod. The Be'emes, Nadav, and Aviyu were supposed to be children of Yaakov Avinu. Vayiga b'kaf yireichai, but because he was hit in that place called Kaf yireichai, Gid Hanasha, which Chazal understand is the Mokum Hamila, the place of the Yarech, of the offspring of Yaakov Avinu, he lost Nadav and Aviyu from being his children. And Menashe and Ephraim had to come and replace Nadav and Avihu. Hence, Vayiga b'kaf yireichai. But they should have been a part of the Shiftei Ka. Dech Remez, Kaf Yireichoi is Gematria Shiftei Ka. And because he was hit in the Kaf Yireichoi, it was Megareya from that Cheshvin called Shiftei Ka, which is also Gematria Aaron Nadav Avihu. I'm not going to get into Aaron quite yet, But Aaron Nadav Avihu. Shifteka Gamashia Kafirich. With this we can explain why it is that Moshe says to Aaron, I thought Bikrovek Kadesh was going to be neither me or you because who's greater than us. But now I see Nadav and Avihu are greater. How can Nadav and Avihu are greater than Moshe and Aaron? Because Moshe and Aaron are many generations after the Shvatim. But they understood the Shirish of the Shvat, of Nadav and Avihu, that they really belong to children of Yaakov. And children of Yaakov are greater than Moshe and Aaron. Well, at least they could say that they're greater, because they come from much earlier generation. The Shvat and the Shiftei Ka. So they understood, Moshe understood, that Nadav and Avihu comes from that place. Why were they not born to Yaakov? That's a different cheshbon. But in terms of the Shirish of the Nesham, they're higher than us. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu means. The Gemara tells us in Baba Basra, Daf Kaf Chof Beis Amid Aleph. Gemara means a memra, Asida Eretz Yisrael Shetezchalik L'Shloisha Asar Shvatim. Eretz Yisrael will divide into 13 Shvatim. It's already from a Mefurish Gemara we have that 12 will become 13. If you take the Gemara to be at face value, that the Pashas in the Gemara is, 12 Shvatim will become 13. Amr of Chizda, who will take this 13th Shevet? La Nasi. It will go to the Nasi. Well, who's the Nasi? So says the Rashbam, the Nasi is Melech HaMashiach. So we say, Melech HaMashiach will be what's called 13th Shevet. He and his Mishpacha will take that portion of Eretz Yisrael called Shevet Yud Gimel. Shevet Yud Gimel. This brings us to Chanukah. You could say that the whole inyan in Chanukah and the neiros of Chanukah has a shaychus to this inyan of the tikkun of Dina in being mashlim 12 shvatim to 13. We know from the Svar Makdoshim, from the Rokeach, and Pinchas Karetz and other tzaddikim in the Maral, that the lights of Chanukah are the lights of Ayur Shemashiach. If so, if the lights of Eretz Mashiach, that means that there's an inyan that since Mashiach takes Chelak Yud Gimel in Eretz Yisrael, that this or of Mashiach of Ner Chanukah has a shayches to what? Chelak Yud Gimel in Eretz Yisrael. As Shida Eretz Yisrael Shetischalik to Yud Gimel Shvatim. It's very nice with the Kavanas of Chanukah because one of the main Kavanas of Chanukah is Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Not Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, says the Ari. Lahadlik ner Chanukah. Why? Says the Ari, because you need 13 words in the bracha connected the 13 midos of Rachamim. Now, for our intents and purposes, 13 words is what? Is to be mashlim 12 shvatim into 13 shvatim. Because Mashiach, which is these lights, will take a chelik yigimel in Eretz Yisrael. And the Ari says the reason why you have to take out the word shel to have 13 words as opposed to 14 is because lahadlik ner Chanukah is tevas nachal. Now for us, Nachal means a Nachal in Eretz Yisrael. The Mashiach will take the 13th Nachal in Eretz Yisrael. It's very good. Because we light how many Neiros altogether? 36 Neiros. 36, Gematria Leia. So since Leia was the one who was Migareya to make 13 into 12, because Dina should have been a boy, and if you throw Ephraim and Asher into the Cheshbon, like Rabbi Meir says in the Medrash, you would have Shiftei Ka 15, like the Kanfei Yonah says. So Mameleth, 36 Neiros, Kemisper Leia, Masak in that Indian of Leia. But this, we understand the Kavanah of the Ari. Because the Ari had said, when you're Mechavin, the Hadlaka, you're Mechavin Bas Ka. What's Bas Ka? Bas is a remnant to Dina. But because there's Dina, you're Megabeya in the Ka, which is Shiftei Ka. So Mameleth, Mechavin Bas Ka, is the Inyan of Dina to be Mashlam Shifteka. Even in the Kriya, which we read throughout Chanukah, and also Befrat on Yom Zayis Chanukah, we read about the 12 Nesiyim. The Hakravas of the Nesiyim by the Mishkan on the Mizbeach for the first 7 days, and then Zayis Chanukah were Mashlamit. And then we read also Bahalaischa Saneris, which is the name of Aaron and the Neris of the Menorah and the Mishkan. What Shaychis between the Mizbeach and the Mishkan and the Menorah? What Shaychis? But MS is that the Mefarshim explained that when Aaron lit the Menorah, he was lighting it not only as Aaron the Kohen Gadol, but Aaron as the Nasi of Shevet Levi. Because Aaron had Chalisha Sadas, all of these Nasiim from all the Shvatim, they're all bringing Korbanos. And here, There's no nasi for Shevet Levi. So Hashem says, it's mashup from Chazal this way. You're lighting the menorah will be the chalik of Shevet Levi. You as the nasi of Shevet Levi. So that means after 12, Aaron comes in, and Aaron is the 13th, and he lights the menorah. So Aaron is the 13th lighting the menorah, and he does it on Chanukah. And we read it on Chanukah. So mamela, we see that Aaron serves as the nasi in being mashed from 12 into 13, which would explain the Gemara, because the Gemara says, I see the Eretz Yisrael tetzchalik l'yid gimel shvatim. Amar of Chizda, that's l'nasi. So the Rashbam says, l'nasi melech ha-mashiach. That's a big kasha. Why does the Gemara just say, for Mashiach? Why is he called the nasi? But because you find in the Torah, smuchin to that, that Aaron lights the menorah, which is a chana t'gdika inyan, as the nasi of Shevet Levi, and that's the precedent for that. So Mamedla, that's why the Gemara says, Amar of Chizda, Aaron lights it, but he's called the nasi. This goes back to the Gemara we said before, the Cheshbon, we said, the kafir reicha shiftika is gematria Aaron of the Venaviyu. Because another Venaviyu are mashlim 13 and 14. But who's mashlim 15? That's what's called Aaron. Because Aaron is the Nasi, and that's Mashiach, he's mashlim into 15. But we see the Mashiach Tzidkeinu is going to make 12 shvatim into 13. Or another way to say it is 14 into 15. Shiftika. This brings us to Chamisha Asar B'Shvat. What's the big simcha of Chamisha Asar B'Shvat? So Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, we know, is that Shvat is the 11th month when you start from Nisan. Chodesh Azalachah. And Chamisha Asar is the 15th day of the month. And Tzidikah already said this, that the 15th day is Yud Kei. And the 11th month is Vav Kei. So really, when the inyan of Chamisha Asar B'Shvat is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now for us it means as follows. Because they tried to kill Yosef, they tried to make 12 shvatim into 11. To which Yosef says back, you can't extinguish my candle. Right? We're like candles, which goes back to the sinyan of Chanukah, but not for now. But they tried to make 12 shvatim into 11 shvatim. But really, there needs to be 15. So when you're miyachid yudke with vavke means that the attempt of Mechiras Yosef to be only vavke, what the tikkun of that will be yudke. And that's called yudke vavke. But that's Chamisha Asar B'Shvat. It's the 15th day of the 11th month. But even listen to the words, Chamisha Asar B'Shvat. Chamisha Asar means 15, Shvat, Shvatim. Chamisha Asar B'Shvat means that there are 15 Shvatim. That's called Shiftei Ka. Chamisha Asar B'Shvat. And this brings us back to the lashon we began with. Just like there are 36 Neiris, which is Kemispar Leah, the Pasuk says, Kol Eile Shiftei Yaakov Shnei Masar. So the Pasuk is telling you, why are there only 12 Shvatim? Because Kol Eile, because of Leah. The Shiftei Yaakov is only Shnei Masar. There's 12 and there's not 13. Kol Eile Shiftei Yaakov Shnei Masar. This brings us back to the Medrash, or the Maimer of the Rambam in Malachim. The Rambam says, the Pasuk tells us, Ashirenu. Erenu v'lei ata, Ashirenu v'lei karav. Dorach k'ichav miyakov. Come, Shevet Yisrael. Says the Rambam, come, Shevet Yisrael, Mashiach. So Pashat, based on the Gemara. The come, Shevet Yisrael means that there will be a new Shevet in Klai Yisrael. That Shevet will be the Shevet of Mashiach Tzidkeinu. That's the Gemara Mepurashas. So it could be Merami is what we had said before. The connection to Chamisha Asar Shvatim as it pertains to Chamisha Asar Bishvat and to Ner Chanukah and to the Indian of Melech Mashiach. As according to the Rambam, become Shevet Yisrael. Because Shiftei Ka has many different miluim. One way to be Mamali Shiftei Ka leads us that it's exactly the Gematria Chamisha Asar B'Shvat. So Shiftei Ka means 15 Shvatim, but B'Miluo it's Gematria Chamisha Asar B'Shvat. And also if you take near Chanukah B'Miluo, it's also Gematria Shiftei Ka. So Shiftei Ka B'Miluo is Gematria near Chanukah, and Shiftei Ka B'Miluo is also Gematria Chamisha Asar B'Shvat. And one last gematria, the Sefer Biskunas Olam works with this. He connects it to a lashon by Akedas Yitzchak, where he says that the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim, which is Kael, Racham, Mechan, Erech, Apayim, Ev, Ches, Ves, Nos, Ches, Elof, Nos, Yob, Mepesh, Vachat, Tom, Enakei, the entire gematria is 3,210. So that number, 3,210, is also the following mispar as well. But for us, the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim means, you're Mechav Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim in the Baruch of Lahadlik, Because the Yud Gimel Minas of Rachamim will correspond with the coming of Mashiach, which is what Neiros Chanukah is, the Yud Gimel Shvatim. So we're mad like Yud Gimel Tevis Keneged Shifteka B'Milua Gematria Chanukah B'Milua. So Mamela, that number of 3,210, which is the Milay of the Yud Gimel Minas of Rachamim, is also the Gematria Erenu V'Loi Ata Ashirenu V'Loi Karov Darach Kayechav Miyakov V'Kam Shevet Mi Yisrael.